This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden says he's hopeful that Republicans in Congress will be more willing to send money to state and local governments after President Donald Trump leaves office. At a virtual discussion the president-elect held with health care workers on Wednesday, Biden suggested Republicans have resisted Democrats' demand for local funding as part of a pandemic relief package because of their fear of retribution from the president.
And hopefully when he's gone, they'll be more willing to do what they know should be done, has to be done, in order to save the communities they live in.
Congressional Democrats and Republicans generally say a new stimulus bill is needed, but they disagree on how much money should go to local governments. States are facing massive financial shortfalls as a result of lost tax revenue related to the pandemic that might threaten local health care systems, law enforcement, and education. New York City's school district, the largest in the United States, will halt in-person learning on Thursday. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the latest major restriction as the nation's COVID-19 infections continue to soar. The mayor's decision came as government officials in dozens of states have weighed or implemented shutdown measures in recent days to stem an unprecedented rate of new COVID-19 infections heading into the winter. 41 U.S. states have reported daily record increases in COVID-19 cases in November. 20 have registered new all-time highs in coronavirus-related deaths from day to day. 26 have reported new peaks in hospitalizations, according to a Reuters news agency tally of public health data. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Final results from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial showed its shot had a 95% success rate and 2 months of safety data. As Reuters' Soria Ali reports, that paves the way for the drug maker to ask U.S. government officials for an emergency authorization within days.
Pfizer, an American company, and its German partner BioNTech had released their initial results only a week ago that showed 90% effectiveness. Pfizer's new rate would make it the highest of any candidate in late-stage clinical trials so far. Moderna on Monday released preliminary data for its vaccine, showing similar effectiveness, 94.5%. Both have raised hopes for an end to a pandemic that has so far killed more than 1.3 million people.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The first at-home rapid coronavirus test has been approved, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The first rapid coronavirus test that can be performed and developed entirely at home has won approval from federal regulators. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency authorization to the 30-minute test kit from Lucira Health. The Lucira test allows users to swab themselves to collect a nasal sample. The sample is then swirled in a vial that plugs into a portable device that interprets the results and displays whether the user tested positive or negative for COVID-19. The test will require a prescription. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States Wednesday imposed sweeping new sanctions against Iran, blacklisting a foundation controlled by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The sanctions announced by the Treasury Department marked the latest action to enforce the U.S.'s maximum pressure campaign on Iran. Federal regulators have cleared Boeing's 737 MAX airplane to fly again. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The planes were grounded worldwide last year after two crashes within 5 months killed 346 people. Investigators had focused on anti-stall software as a cause. Federal Aviation Administration Chief Stephen Dixon lifted the grounding after a 20-month review, telling CNBC Squawk Box the software's been redesigned and the MAX is now safe.
And I would put my own family on it.
Still, Dixon says the FAA will inspect every new MAX before letting them fly. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The remnants of what was Hurricane Iota moved into El Salvador Wednesday as the storm continues to pound Nicaragua with strong winds and heavy rains. Iota was the 30th named storm of the record-breaking 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, which,